Former Bloomington Mayor and McLean County Board Member Rich Buchanan is being remembered as a dedicated public servant who enjoyed the work of serving the people he represented. Buchanan spent more than four decades in public service. He died Tuesday at age 81. Eric Stock looks back at Buchanan's legacy.
Rich Buchanan served two terms as Bloomington mayor in the late 1970s and 80s after two terms on the city council. In an interview with WGLT in 2019, Buchanan reflected on his time leading the city.
But I just loved being mayor. I just, because I think I was well received. People didn't beat up on me too much.
Former mayor of Normal, Paul Harmon, served on the Normal Town Council when Buchanan was mayor of Bloomington. Harmon says Buchanan fostered a new spirit of cooperation between the Twin Cities.
He is the first mayor of Bloomington who worked very hard to work with the mayor of Normal, Dick Godfrey, at the time. It was the first time that the mayors of the two cities had a decent relationship, as far as I'm concerned.
Harmon says Buchanan recognized the town of Normal was growing up and had plenty to offer Bloomington.
Normal was much more significant in the relationship than it had been in the past. So I think Rich recognized that.
Harmon says that partnership helped Bloomington Normal and McLean County forge an agreement to entice what would become Mitsubishi Motors to build a plant in Normal. That enterprise zone agreement of tax incentives is still in place today. Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner says he worked on various projects with Rich and wife Judy Buchanan for decades, long before Renner became mayor in 2013. He saw Rich Buchanan as a rare breed in politics.
He was always wonderful to work with. He was always honest. He was a straight shooter. He didn't have hidden agendas. And that's often rare. We see that that's rare in public service.
Renner says even when Buchanan opposed an idea, he never made it personal. Renner says Buchanan was always happy to talk through differences. In fact, Renner says that was part of public service Buchanan seemed to love.
But he was certainly somebody that even if you disagreed, you could sit down and chat with him and talk about things and have a teetotaler, so you wouldn't sit down and have a beer with him, but the equivalent of a beer.
Yes, Buchanan didn't drink, yet he served more than three decades on Bloomington's Liquor Commission. Here was Rich Buchanan in 2019.
I loved going in the bars. I'd come home at 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning after watching the bars close. You don't have to drink to enjoy things.
More recently, Buchanan served on the McLean County Board until 2017, when he had to resign because of complications from Alzheimer's disease. Sonia Reese served more than two decades on the Normal Town Council. She became close friends with Rich and Judy Buchanan. Reese and Judy Buchanan had both worked in health care. Judy Buchanan has been a health care advocate for many years. Reese noticed how well the Buchanans worked as a team.
They were so supportive of each other, involved in so many ways. And when you see that, it's not one plus one. It's almost one plus one equals 10, because they put all their energies behind their projects.
Reese says she learned early on Rich Buchanan had a thoughtful approach to handling thorny issues. When Buchanan was mayor of Bloomington, Reese worked for Mennonite Hospital. That is now Carl Broman Medical Center. Mennonite asked the city council for permission to take over a city street for a planned hospital expansion. Reese says Buchanan helped guide debate on the city council to address concerns. He eventually gained enough support for the plan to pass.
The meeting went on until midnight, when he finally kind of felt that now he had the votes to pass it. And they did. And there was joy all over that area with some of us that had waited through that meeting just to hear that.
The McLean County Museum of History honored Rich and Judy Buchanan as McLean County History Makers in 2019. Kibler Brady Russman Memorial Home in Bloomington is handling funeral arrangements. Citing pandemic concerns, the family is planning a private service for now. The family plans to have a public celebration of Buchanan's life once it is safer to do so. Buchanan was 81. I'm Eric Stock.
Rich Buchanan is Bloomington's second former mayor to die in the last month. Judy Markowitz, the city's first woman and first Jewish mayor, died in February. Mayor Terry Renner says flags at City Hall and city offices will be flown at half staff for the next few days in Rich Buchanan's honor.